is dat alles waarmee ons besig is, na U sal wys en U sal oplig, Here. Thank you, Father, that we are most satisfied when you are most glorified. En ek bid, Here Jesus, dat ons 'n begeerte sal hê en 'n honger sal hê. En ons kom vra U om dit in ons te sit, Here, want op ons eie is ons nie honger nie. Op ons eie het ons nie daardie begeerte nie, Here. And we ask of you, Holy Spirit, to come and indwell amongst us this morning in a way that just make us hungry and put a desire in our heart to spend time with God. In Jesus' name, we need your help, Father, to draw close to you and to walk with you in this coming semester. And our desire is to do that so that your name be glorified. Ek bid, Here, vir elke persoon wat miskien te midde van swaar kry en lyding is, Here. And I'm reminded that that what the world needs is joy amongst us as the church in the middle of suffering. And I want to pray that for each of us this morning, Father, that we will have joy amidst suffering in the name of Jesus. And that can only come, Father, by you and your strength and your leading of your spirit and your revelation. Ek bid, Here, dat ons in hierdie kwartaal met krag en sterkte sal stap, Here. Nie in ons eie krag nie, maar in U krag. As we abide in you. And we pray for that in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Kom ons sit. Ja. Is daar miskien nog van die kinders is? Kan hulle gou agtertoe gaan? Ag, so miskien net sommer vir my en die familie. Dankie, ons het 'n lekker paar dae gerus. Seker meer as 'n paar dae, ons het 'n paar weke gerus. Dit was lekker en dit was goed vir ons gewees. Dankie vir die voorreg wat ons kon kry om 'n bietjie te rus. Ek hoop elkeen van julle het ook kans gehad om 'n bietjie te rus en die routine te breek en is terug met nuwe krag en nuwe ywer vir hierdie kwartaal wat voorlê. Ek weet nie of julle dit ook oorkom nie, maar partykeer as ek so 'n bietjie afgehaat het en ek kom terug, dan voel dit vir my ek is nog swakker om weer te begin as wat ek was toe ek besig was. Ja, en ek het net 'n amazing tyd laas naweek, nadat ons teruggekom het, ervaar, soos wat ek tyd met God spandeer het in sy woord en sy visie vir hierdie kwartaal wat voorlê, sommer persoonlik vir ons gesin of vir die gemeente, hoe die Here my kom strengthen het en hoe die Here my kom sterk maak het en weer opgewonde gemaak het oor dit wat voorlê. So ek wil elkeen van ons aanmoedig om die Here se aangesig te soek. As jy hierdie eerste week mense baie kans om te dink nie, maar as jy bietjie swaar trek, spandeer tyd met die Here. Dit is net van hom wat ons daai krag ontvang uit ons eie uit nie. So miskien net 'n ietsie wat ek wil deel wat ek dink 'n belangrike dag vir ons as gemeente is. Volgende Sondag 6 Augustus is Heinrich Titus by ons. Ek het daar so 'n foto van Heinrich opgesit. Hy het leierskap oorgeneem by Pastor Fred wat die gemeente die beweging begin het. Heinrich is op die oomblik in leierskap saam met Nikkie en natuurlik met 'n span van ouderlinge rondom hulle. Maar hy is volgende Sondag by ons en ons sien baie uit daarna en ek wil elkeen van julle uitnooi en gesels met dieselfde en julle vriende om te kom. Ek dink vir ons is dit belangrik dat ons hom ook leer ken en dat ons harte sny met hom, dat ons sy visie en sy hart hoor vir Shofar. Ek dink partykeer en dit is die verkeerde ding wat sal gebeur as ons begin om eilande te vorm en ons moet verbind bly aan die groter kerk en ons het mekaar nodig. So daarom is dit vir my 'n belangrike dag volgende Sondag. Dit sal vir my lekker wees en ek dink nie vir my nie, vir ons gemeente sal dit goed wees om Heinrich se hart te hoor en om hom te ontmoet en met van hom te leer ken. So dit is sommer net volgende Sondag. Ag en dan, soos ek net gesê het, ons ek hoop jy is heeltemal 'n verrassing nie, maar ons wil julle uitnooi om saam met ons te vas en te bid van môreoggend af tot woensdag aand toe. So Shofar as 'n hele beweging oral waar ons gemeentes het, bid en vas saam in hierdie tyd, party ouens in die week wat verby is, party is in hierdie week wat kom. So ek wil julle uitnooi om ons te join en saam te vas en bid vir 3 dae. Ons sal nou 'n bietjie meer oor dit sê. En Woensdag aand kom ons saam as klein groepe hier by mekaar. Ons gaan sommer hier ook as klein groepe saam opdeel sodat ons kan kom deel en kan begin bid oor dit wat ons gehoor het in die 3 dae saam by die Here. So ek dink dit is sommer net die 2 belangrike datums en tye wat ek vir julle wil deurgee. Ek het gedink om net vinnig stil te staan. Ek het dit laasweek gedoen, maar baie van ons was nog in rus gewees. So ek hoop jy is nog steeds in rus, maar nie afgeskakel nie. So net 'n bietjie terugvat na Januarie se gebed en vas toe en die woord wat God met ons gedeel het. Ons as ouderlinge het een Woensdag aand as ek reg onthou saam gesit en net alles wat deur die gemeente gekom het van verskillende kante af in daai 3 dae bespreek en basies opgesom en ons het 4 dinge geïdentifiseer wat ons hoor by die Here. So loving one another, prayer, equipping the saints and reaching out to the lost was die 4 kernfokus areas wat die Here vir ons in Januarie gegee het as gemeente. En ek dink deur God se genade moet ons sê het ons gegroei in hierdie 4 areas. Maar ons moet ook sê ons het nie klaar gegroei in hierdie 4 areas nie. En daarom wil ek ons aanmoedig soos wat ons in hierdie 3 dae saam tyd spandeer in vas en gebed dat ons die Here se hart sal hoor rondom hierdie 4 punte, maar ook oop wees om die Here te hoor vir iets anders. So ons sal in die 6 maande wat voor lê aanhou om te fokus op hierdie 4 areas en dit wat die Here bysit. Laas week het ek in kort, as ek moet probeer opsom, waaroor ons laas week gepraat het, groei en deurbraak kom nie sonder teestand nie. It's not happening without resistance. En ons het kort in mekaar gesê, where is this resistance coming from? Because if we don't know where the resistance is coming from, we will not be able to overcome it. So ons het in kort vir mekaar gesê dat daar 'n vyand is wat wil voorkom dat enigiemand van hierdie 4 goed gebeur in ons gemeente. En hy sal alles in sy vermoë doen in ons individue en in ons gemeente om te sorg dat dit gebeur. Maar daar's 'n ander oorsprong van weerstand wat ons baie keer mis. En dit is ons eie gebrokenheid en sondigheid wat van binne af werk. En ons mis baie keer dat dit ook 'n vyand is in our pursuit of what God wants itself in the inside. En ek het sommer vir in my fellowship in die laaste paar dae van ek terug is of week van ek terug is, het ek so begin hoor maar die Here praat in ons gemeente met ons oor dieselfde ding. So ek het vinnig vir Colin en Brett gevra om net bietjie te kom deel. My Engels het nog nie opgetel na die vakansie nie, so hopelik kan hulle 'n bietjie Engels tot die diens toevoeg. Yeah. So Colin, maybe just short what God shared with you over the holiday, and Brett, you too, please, come and share quickly with us as a congregation.
Good morning, church. I was very fortunate that when I went on a holiday, I got stuck on one of the most beautiful prayers that ever went up to heaven. And that's the prayer of Christ before he was crucified. He prayed to the Father, Father, glorify me that I may glorify you. And I got stuck on this, on John 17. I couldn't get loose of it. And there was so much food and so much encouragement on prayer life and all those sorts of things. It's just one scripture I want to read to you, which is a bit difficult. Can I just put this down? Just one little scripture. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sake, I consecrate myself, that they also may be sanctified in truth. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. That's us. That they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. I got stuck on that. And I got stuck in a way because I couldn't understand something about that verse. That why would Christ pray this to the Father? In chapter 6, John 6, he's saying that whoever the Lord gives me, I'll keep to the end. And now he's praying to the Father that the Father keeps him. And I was stuck on this, and I was struggling, and I was chewing on this thought the whole time until it just came to me. This is what prayer is. Prayer is our declaration of our dependency upon God, the Father, to fulfill the promises that His Son has given us. This is prayer. Our dependency, our total dependency to fulfill those promises. And he talks in his prayer, you can see, keep them in my name. And I just see his concern for his disciples. I mean, he's leaving the world. His disciples are not, they're going to be in the world. And he prays a prayer that basically tells us that there's an enemy. And if Christ can be concerned for his disciples and even teach them how to pray, he says, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. There's an enemy out there. And he's there to kill, steal, and destroy. In Revelations, it says that the devil is the deceiver of the world. And that's why he prays, sanctify them in truth. Sanctify them in truth, because this is what the enemy wants to do. He wants to come and steal. He wants to come and steal truth from us. In the holiday, just very quickly, something terrible happened to us. Those that, of you that don't know, we were camping in Natal, and I don't know if you've ever been through the Transkei to get there. It takes forever. You just drive and drive and drive, and for hours and hours and hours, and after you've seen about the thousandth hill and the millionth hut, you just want to get to your destination. Anyway, so we got to Durban, finally set up our tent. Next day, you know, the first night, you never sleep lacquer. Next day, I said to Dawn, listen, we have an early night tonight. I'm finished. I'm so exhausted. And that night, in the middle of the night, my wife starts to scream her head off. There's a man in our tent. He's taken everything from her. Her rings, her iPad, her watch, her wallet, everything that she treasured most was taken. I wake up. I jump up, I start running. I don't even know where I'm running to. I'm running this way. I don't know where I'm running to. I'm just running. Anyway, coming home, you know, you share with your family what's happened. You share with your friends what happened. You share with those in the church what's happened. And then they share with their friends. And then they share with their family. And before you know it, the whole of Cirrus knows what's happened to you on your holiday. But what stood out for me the most was the concern of the people. I can't tell you how much that touched me and my family. Everybody was so concerned. Colin, it's good to see that nothing happened to you. And, you know, I could really see, wow, they really care for us, you know. And this week, I started to just think about that for a moment. And I realized, you know, Christians are being robbed every day. And we're not talking about material possessions like diamond rings and those sorts. We're talking about kingdom treasures. It's being taken from us every day. And how much concern do I have for my brothers and sisters that are being robbed every day? And I asked myself, and it challenged me, because you might ask, well, how do you know if your brother's been robbed? And it's very easy. You'll see it in their lives. Where's their joy? Where's their peace? You will see these things in their lives, and this is what deception does. It takes that from us. It takes our joy from us. It takes our love for one another from us. It puts dividing walls. It's division, division, and that's why we pray. Sanctify us in truth. Thank you.
I was sharing with Christoph recently, it's probably one of the greatest privileges to be able to see, to know and experience the fruit of prayer. And before that, I must be honest, I was a bit unfaithful in that. And as a result, there was this huge frustration in my heart because I know the beauty of prayer, standing in front of my Lord, hearing from Him, speaking to Him. I know the effectiveness of prayer. I know the importance of prayer. But somehow, I was passive in that. And the Lord had to come. And as He did at the temple, He saw the guys gambling and changing money. And He walked and He turned over the tables. And He said, "Do you not know that this house is a house of prayer and not a den of robbers?" And He turned tables in my heart where I had to realize the reality of prayer. And as a result of repenting and responding to that, the fruit of prayer is real. And I'm seeing it in my own heart where that beautiful romantic relationship, that intimacy that I know so well is alive. I'm seeing it in my family where I realized and I was reminded that the best thing that I can offer my wife or my child is to go into my office, to close the door, and to pray. If the word is real, where it says the battle is not against flesh and blood, then education and sports programs is great, but prayer is the most important. And so, yeah, the fruit of it is real. Here, my family, where I'm called to and those that I'm called to, and please don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying everything is now peaches and cream and I'm walking through the fields of Namakwa daisies. It's not. The struggles are still there. The battles are still there. The challenges are still there. But in the midst of that, there is wisdom. There is discernment. There is hearing what the Lord is saying, what is on His heart. And the most important, I guess, is the fruit of it is this is what the Lord enjoys. He takes pleasure in me. He's coming to Him, sitting with Him, enjoying Him, praying specifically, and seeing the fruit of that. And I've been reminded that prayer is the pillar of breakthrough. Whether it's small breakthrough, heart breakthrough, family, communities, nations, prayer is the pillar of that. And under that is obviously Jesus Christ and all who He is, and then the pillar on top of that, and then breakthrough. And my motives have been challenged where I realize and I need to have an understanding that I am a co-worker with Christ praying with an eternal goal. Not being an asker asking for what I want here and now. But that there is an eternal goal and I'm a co-worker with Christ. And I need to pray with this understanding. And so I guess it's a very special privilege to be able to know this, to see it. It doesn't make anything easier, but in the midst of that, we have the word becoming real and lived, and not just read. So, yeah.
Thanks, Brett. Thanks, Colin. I think we can go home. Well, someone had my eie, iets wat die Here vir my die vakansie kom wys het, wat aansluit by wat die Here met hulle oor gepraat het, hy hier from Colony said, he was challenged by ons Father who is praying, our Father, the prayer, keep us from evil. And hy vra vir homself, how many times do I pray that? He says, I'm oblivious to it. Ek is afwesig in die feit dat daar 'n vyand is wat my wil destroy. En ek dink wat ek in die vakansie, iets wat ek jou wil aanmoedig, ek weet nie presies hoe lekker dit werk nie, maar we come, Colin het ook gesê, ons kom bid om ons afhanklikheid van God te verklaar. En net om dit reg te kry, moet ons reeds in afhanklikheid stap, maar it's only by Him that we can come and pray. Julle hoor, dit is nie uit jou eie kragheid wat jy tot op die plek kom, om die woord goed te bestudeer en effektief te bid nie. It's coming dependent. God help me, Spirit help me to pray because I can't on my own. En so ek dink vir ons as gemeente, en dit is nie vir my snaaks nie, is so beplan nie, wat toe John Jip gekom het aan die einde van Junie, het sy, alhoewel hy 'n discipler en 'n missionary is, het sy woord gegaan oor Lord, change the way we pray before we can reach someone. En presies dit wat jy nou gesê het, Brett. Change our prayer to be eternal. Om ewigheidsgebed te bid wanneer ons stil word. So ek dink die Here is besig om in ons gemeente te kom sê, allow me laat my toe om te vestig another level of prayer and connecting with me. As jy in vanoggend hier moet uitgaan, is dit die woord wat jy moet saamneem. God is inviting us as a congregation to another level of prayer and intimacy with him. That's it. Everything else will flow from it. Daai equipping, we don't have by ourselves a desire to be equipped. We don't have a desire by ourselves to reach the lost. It is from that time in prayer and intimacy that it will come. So ek dit is waar die Here ons na toe roep. Maybe if you want to go read, last week we spent time on 1 John 5:19 and Ephesians 6:12. Vrydagoggend sit ek met al die hordes gedagtes wat ek het en wat oor my pad gekom het, wat ek voel die Here besig is om vanoggend se woord mee te vestig. En 'n sin kom by my op. Wat ek weet, dit is die Here wat dit vir my sê. En die sin wat by my opkom, ek weet nie hoekom dit in Engels gekom het, but it came, it said, let my people go. En my vraag vir oggend is, as jy dit hoor, what does it mean to you? What are you thinking of? Let my people, if God says to you, let my people go, what does it mean to you? Waaraan dink ons? En ek weet nie of my gedagtes na die regte plek toe gespring het nie, maar die plek waarna toe ek gegaan het, was Moses voor Farao. En ek wil twee verse lees en dit by ons los. En dit is wat ek voel wat die Here vanoggend vir ons kom sê. Exodus 3:10. It says, "Come, God is besig om met Moses te praat. Come, I will send you to Pharaoh." That you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. En wat ek glo wat die Here vanoggend vir elkeen van ons wil sê is, kom laat ek jou kan stuur. Kom laat ek jou kan stuur, want die mense is vasgevang in Farao, in Satan. It's just a biblical picture of die mense wat vasgevang is. En dan ken ons die storie, meeste van ons ken die storie van Moses. Ek wil nie lank stil staan by Exodus 3 vers 10 nie, maar vir oggend wil ek hê iets in jou hart moet hoor dat die Here jou roep om te sê, kom dat ek jou kan stuur om my mense vry te maak. God is calling upon each one of us to respond to that. Come, I will send you. God het elkeen van ons uit donker na lig gebring. Not only for our own good, but for the good of the world. Elkeen van ons is vir 'n rede gebring uit donker na lig toe. Kom, ek wil jou stuur om mense uit Egipte, donkerte, verlorenheid, die greep van Satan uit te lei. Dit wat Colin ook gebid het. If God does it for us, he is sending us to do it for others. En dan ken ons Moses se antwoord. Hoe lank hy met die Here gestry het tot die Here eintlik kwaad geword het vir hom. Exodus 4:10. But Moses said to the Lord, "O my Lord, I am not eloquent, either in the past or since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and of tongue." Moses se verskoning, hoekom hy nie na Farao toe wil gaan nie? Hoekom hy nie na die volk toe wil gaan nie? Hulle gaan nie na my luister nie. Hoe sal Farao nou na my luister? En toe ek dit lees, kan nou lank met dit stil staan. Toe kom die vraag by my op, so wat is my en jou verskoning? Wat is ons verskoning vir oggend om te gaan en toe te laat dat God deur jou werk Al is jou speech nie goed nie. Al weet jy nie hoe iemand na jou gaan luister nie. Ek weet nie, miskien moet ons dalk 'n minuut stil word om te vra, wat is ons verskoning? In die week, as ek in een groepsgesprek, en ek sê so baie keer, sukkel ons om te erken dat iets fout is, en voordat ons dit nie kan erken, kan ons dit nie verander nie. Net die beginsel, en ons kan op baie plekke toepas, maar as jy nie vanoggend toelaat, en in die week wat kom, wanneer ons vas en bid nie, en dat die Here vir jou kan wys, as daar iets is wat jy as 'n verskoning gebruik nie, you will not be able to overcome it. You need to allow God to show you, what is your excuse for not allowing God to use you to bring the people out of darkness? Wat is my verskoning? Ek kan nie praat nie, ek is nie vrymoedig nie, ek het nie eintlik tyd nie, ek hou meer van barmhartigheid om goed te doen, soms 'n paar dinge wat ek hier neergeskryf het. Ek sal hier tee maak, maar moenie van my vra om met iemand te praat nie. Of ek maak 'n bydrae sodat iemand anders dit kan doen. Maar ek gaan dit nie doen nie. So kan ons in 'n klomp verskonings dink, why we are not allowing God to send us. God has called everyone to be sent. So mag ons toelaat dat die Here, and it's not a, we're not trying to be condemning this morning, but to ask the reality, because I think God has done a wonderful thing in our congregation, and through the congregation. But I really believe God wants to take us to a next season of explosive evangelism. Groot vrymoedigheid. Great breakthrough in our community, at our workplace. Al die woord wat die Here met ons deel en waaroor hy met ons praat, gaan oor dit. Is hoe dat jy toelaat in die sfeer of influence waar jy reeds leef, hoe dat God jou toelaat daar om lig te bring. En lig te bring wat vrug dra. Want ek daag myself baie keer uit, ek is op baie plekke waar ek dink ek lig is. But I'm struggling and I know we won't see all of it. But I'm struggling to see how people are coming to Christ through that light. And I want to see more of that. Ek wil meer konkrete evidence sien dat mense beïnvloed word deur die lig en die sout wat ons is. En dat hulle kom na Christus toe. Sodat hulle kom na die lig toe. Mag ons toelaat in die volgende paar dae dat as daar, ek sien nie in almal van ons lewens is daar verskoning, maar as daar 'n verskoning is wat ons gebruik, allow God to show it. Bring it before God. Allow him to change it. As die Here vir Moses kan gebruik, wat nie kan praat nie, wat moord gepleeg het, wat weggehardloop het van sy mense af, dan kan hy vir ons ook gebruik. Miskien, dink ek het twee skrifte, paar skrifte vir bemoediging, because we need courage to just allow God to work in us. 1 John 2:14. I write to you young men, and Johannes kon aan enige iemand geskryf het, so this is not only speaking to young men, this is speaking to all of us. Because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. So ek wil hê ons moet sien daar, there's a strength and an overcoming of the evil one, and it's based on the word of God that abides in us. So mag ons toelaat that we abide in Christ. John 15, ons ken almal die gedeelte. As jy in my bly, sal jy die vrugte dra. So mag ons in hierdie tyd na die Here toe trek en na aan hom wees. Wanneer ons na aan hom is, we've got strength to overcome the evil one. Die een wat Jesus reeds verslaan het. He will work in and through us. And not out of our own. So niks van hierdie dinge gaan gebeur uit ons eie uit nie. Ek en jy het nie die wil of die krag om dit te doen nie. Only if God works in us and through us, we can do it. So ek wil ons uitnooi om vir 3 dae saam te vas vir die volgende 3 dae. Maandag, Dinsdag, Woensdag, kom Woensdag saam 7:00 hierso by die kerk in die plek van kleingroepe, so ons vervang ons kleingroepe in die week wat kom om hier saam te kom en terug te kom en te kom deel wat het die Here met ons gepraat as gemeente. What does he say about loving one another, prayer, getting equipped, reaching the lost? En ek het 'n paar punte wat ek graag wil bysit waaroor ons kan bid. En dan het ons ook gevoel in die groter shofar en ek gaan verseker deelneem daaraan. Ek wil jou uitnooi daarna na die week daarna to take one day a week for a month to pray and fast for our community, our church and the country. So ek moet sê ek is in die vakansie nogal uitgedaag weer met die toestand van ons land. Soos wat ek deur die platteland gery het in die Vrystaat en die Noord-Kaap en die Oos-Kaap. Ons land is in die moeilikheid. And we need God. It's not by ourselves and the politicians is not going to sort it. The economy is not going to sort it. The education system is not going to sort it. It is by the grace of God that our country will be healed. So ek wil ons uitnooi twee tye van vas en gebed, that the focus now is just the 3 days until Wednesday evening. So ek vra dat ons sal bid oor, ek sal dit môre op e-pos ook vir julle deurstuur, liefde vir mekaar, vas en gebed as 'n leefstyl, om toegerus te raak, om uit te reik. En ek dink een belangrike gebedspunt wat vir ons gemeente belangrik is dat ons moet die Here vertrou om ons te wys. Julle weet dat ons al oor 4-5 jaar uitreik in Malawi en dat die Here met ons begin praat het om op 'n meer gereelde basis in Malawi betrokke te wees. En ek dink wat ek graag sal wil sien en leierskap graag sal wil sien is nie dat iemand die besluit neem en dan moet die gemeente dit uitvoer nie. I would like to see God cutting all of our hearts for Malawi or not. We must be in unity because it will take responsibility, endurance and resources to keep on doing what God has called us to in Malawi. En so ek wil regtig en ek dink vir my is ek op 'n plek waar my agenda oop is om te sê if the congregation says no, it's not what God is saying. I'm fine with that. And if God says yes, he will cut all of our hearts. We would be in one concerning that. So there's a gebedspunt wat ek graag wil bysit om te sê, soek die Here se aangesig oor Malawi. Hoe dat ons betrokke is in discipleskap for faith, family and fruitfulness in business. Soek die Here se aangesig om te hoor, is dit waarna wat ons gemeente ons na te moet verbind? Ons het die 11de Augustus 'n belangrike bymekaar kom met al die rolspelers ten opsigte van dit. And the best would be for us that is going there to know what God has said to the congregation. Are we in one concerning that? And that we come on Wednesday evening and share what God is saying concerning Malawi. Ek dink ons kan ons woensdag aand sal basies uit 3 gedeeltes uit bestaan. Ons sal in klein groepe deel om te deel wat het die Here met ons gepraat. We would share that maybe in the big group, spend time in worship and then go back into prayer. En dit sal woensdag aand se byeenkoms wees. En ons kan dalk woensdag aand op die einde net gesels en volgende Sondag weer oor die maand van vas wat voorlê en wie daaraan wil deelneem en vra die Here ook in die 3 dae wat voorlê, is dit iets waaraan ek moet deelneem? Miskien net iets oor vas. Vas is not a commandment. It is nie 'n wet dat ons moet vas nie. But if we look at Jesus and the lifestyle of Paul, freedom meant fasting often. Vryheid het beteken om gereeld te vas. It was part of what they did en wat hulle geleer het. So ek het vir die selleiers bietjie inligting oor vas weer gestuur. Deel dit in julle selgroepe so that everyone is informed about fasting and prayer. Wat die doel daarvan is, hoe ons te werk gaan, dat ons geleidelik in dit ingaan, dat daar verskillende maniere van vas is. Ek wil soveel as moontlik van ons aanmoedig om 'n 3 dae water vas te neem. Dit beteken ons gaan net water drink vir die 3 dae. So ek wil ons meeste van ons uitnooi om deel te neem aan 'n 3 dae water vas. If your health doesn't allow it, or maybe this is a new thing for you and you don't. But take it slow, praat met jou selleier, do it differently. Fast social media, fast maybe meat, or take a Daniel fast. There's different ways of fasting. So ek praat met die Here oor, hoe sal jy die vast aanpak as gesin en as individu? So miskien net iets wat ons sommer in die Herald gaan sit en in ons community uitnooi. Ek het daar so 'n slide van dit. So vir die maand van September, Augustus tot begin September is Prayer and Fast Month for Breakthrough. We invite our community of faith to join us in praying and fasting for our community and country. One day a week from 7 of August to 3 September. God bless all of you. So we're going to invite the bigger community to fast and pray with us as well. Over that month. Ek wil afsluit met Romeine 8 vers 26 en Romeine 8 vers 34, just as an encouragement, vir my dit in die vakansie net weer baie beteken, wees bemoedig hierdeur, ons is nie alleen in hierdie stryd van gebed nie. Romans 8:26 says, likewise the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray, so that weakness is concerning what and how and where to pray. En as gevolg van die omstandighede waarin ons is. En dan is hierdie woord vir my goed om te weet, for we do not know what to pray, for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Die Heilige Gees tree vir elke gelowige in gebed, when we don't know when to pray. And I need to know that when I'm weak. Romans 8 verse 34, it's the same thing, it's just Jesus here. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. God se seun en se gees tree in gebed vir elkeen van ons in. Mag God jou moed gee, if you're weak in fasting, if you are weak in prayer, you don't know what to pray, ask him to help you. Ask him to intercede for you, that you may find strength and wisdom and leading with what to pray and where to pray and how to pray. Ek het sommer neergeskryf, in ons gebed leun ons op God en het is nodig dat hy ons help om effectief te bid. It's not by our own strength that we pray effective. It is leaning upon God that we would pray. Albrecht, ek het nie met jou voortyd gereel, jy kan ons afsluit met een laaste lied saam. So ek wil nie die lofprysings en aanbiddingspan vra om vorentoe te kom, dat ons kan saam afsluit.